Let's continue in the chapter Kuf Yud Dalet, that's 114, Laws of Prayer. We're up to subsection 5. So he says like this. Previously we learned that if you make a mistake and you praise God that he brings down the rain during the summer months, that would be a curse, and therefore you would have to do the Amida again. If you finish the first bracha, and finish the second bracha, you'd have to start from the beginning of the davening. If you didn't finish yet, you'd have to go back to the beginning of the second bracha. But what happens, he says, like, "Afilu bizman shehageshem einei siman klola." Even during the time that the rain is not a sign of a curse. What does it mean? Because we said in the summertime, to have rain is a curse. But kigon shleyotza adayin nisen shel chama. The month of Nisan of the summer has not yet gone out. That would mean that it's not yet, you're talking about the season of Nisan, has not gone out yet, which means it's still okay for it to rain. You know, so the thing is like this, that as I said before, earlier, we start asking for rain, it goes by the season, it goes by the real season, not even though we mention it, and we do it by the prayer of Shemini Atzeres, we say Morid HaGeshem, but we actually start asking for the rain by the 5th or the 4th of December, because that's the time of the season, that's the tkufas, that's the season of the rain season, that's when it begins. But so the same thing is when you stop, and we stop on the Musaf of the first day of Nisan, it's not necessarily that you have gone out already yet from the season of the rainy season. So it turns out that at that point, mentioning rain would not be a curse because it's still okay. So, because it's still the rainy season. And even if you need rain, because let's say it didn't rain enough and there's rain needed, if you say after the first day of Pesach, Musa Pesach, after you started saying, if you say Merid HaGeshem, you bring the rain, Machzirin Oisei. You make you go back, and you cannot, your prayer is no good. You have to start over again to go back, because Shekivon, Shereiv Azman, Shepoiskim Al-Haskir Geshem, HaGeshem Boisimon Klolu. Since during the majority of the time in which we stopped saying Geshem, we don't mention Geshem. We stopped saying Marij the Geshem. Most of the time, it would be a Siman Klola. And therefore, the Chachamim did not make a distinction. A lot of times you find that the rabbis did not take each case into a consideration because that would make it too confusing and too detailed for most people to be able to follow. So they gave a rule. Mm-hmm. Like in this case, they would say, did this season go out? Didn't go out? Most of the time, it's a klola. So therefore, any time you say, Morid HaGeshem, bring down the rain, after the time that they said not to say it, you would have to go back.
What's a klola?
Curse. From the time that you stop mentioning Morid HaGeshem, if you do mention it, machzir nesu, make you go back. Now, what happens in places? Some places need rain all the time. Even in places that they always can use rain, even in the summer months, they need rain there all year round. In such a way, even in a case that even if you ask for rain during the summer months, Bebirchas Hashanim, in the blessing of Shonim over there, and Machzirin Oitzoi, we wouldn't return, and we don't return it, which is Bar B'Simu Kuf Yud Zayin. We'll see later on Kuf Yud Zayin. So sometimes, in some places, in 117 over there, in the Shulchan Aruch, in section 1, subsection 1, so over there is sometimes some place that you won't return it because the asking for rain would be okay, because they need rain. Still, if you do say Geshem during the blessings of Hamesim, you make him go back. Eina inyan lahaskara el l'shaila. For the need of certain lands, certain countries that they need rain, has nothing to do with the mentioning it of Mayrid Hageshem. That's only for requesting. And therefore, if you mentioned it when you're not supposed to, you'd have to go back. Shabishailu mevakish al artzei. Because the reason is, when you're asking for that particular land. You're asking, I know, give rain. You're asking for where you are. Abu bahaskora, but when you're just mentioning mishabehu mishabech laKodesh Baruch Hu, that's a praise for HaKodesh Baruch Hu, shehu moirid gishomim, that he is giving down the rain, shaloi be'itom. You're praising a God that he's giving the rain, not in the right time. The right time being Eretz Yisrael, shem simon klol Eretz Yisrael. That would be a curse for Eretz Yisrael. So, okay, yitzba. And similar to Eretz Yisrael, the rain in season is hamelchein. That's why you have to go say it back without a klal. So now we have the ruling, basically, any time you say Morid HaGeshem, when it's not supposed to be said, which means in between, after the Musaf of, or after the Musaf, or after Milcha, we had the two before, but whenever you stop saying Morid HaGeshem, until the next Sukkos of Shmini Atzeres, and you said Morid HaGeshem, you'd have to daven, you have to repeat, go back, because that's a mistake. Now, what happens in the other case, in subsection 6, B'meis HaGeshomim, what happens in the rain season, like now, we're now in the rain season, if Im lo omar Morid HaGeshem, you did not say Morid HaGeshem, you didn't say, brings down the rain. Afil omar Mashiv HaRuach, you said, like we say, Mashiv HaRuach, Morid HaGeshem. You said Mashiv HaRuach, but you didn't, it blows the wind, but you did not say Morid HaGeshem. Machzirin oy, so you also make him go back. If you said, you just said, Vuhu, but the condition is, Shaloh Hizkir Tal, that you didn't mention Tal. Now,
go back to the beginning of the Amida.
Oh, so, but that's, we said, depends. If you finish that Bracha, you go back to the beginning of the Amida. If you didn't finish the bracha, you go back to that bracha, the beginning of that bracha. So he says, now, but one second, you're asking a good question, because where should he go back to? Because the reason before he says you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha is because going back to Mechal Kel Chaim isn't going to help you when you don't say it. But in this case, when he does, let's wait to what he says. In this case, that you will say, so maybe you don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, maybe you can go back to the Mechal Kel Chaim over here. But if you do mention do, even though you don't say Geshem, even if you didn't complete the bracha, so, which means you won't have to go over the whole thing, you can just go back. But still, we won't machzir noisir. Sha'av sha'tal in the net. So, what does it help that you mentioned the dew, but you didn't mention the rain? And dew is never stopped, so what is there to praise God by something which is all the time? Because it's still considered a praise to Hashem by mentioning it, just as it is with mentioning the rain. Just like the rain gives life to the world, as we said before, that's why it's mechayim meisim, it gives life to the world. Also, the dew is the life of the world. Because the grain is being blessed by the dew. And in many in several places, they refer to tal as the reviving, the tal that gives life, the revival tal, mashenk in the ruach. But this would only apply to dew. But if you just mentioned ruach, it doesn't help you. Why? The ruach, even though the world cannot exist without the winds do their service. But yet, they're not called a life for the world like the rain and dew. Rain and dew are called life, give life, tal tchiyah. That's why there are some people that say do during the summer. That's what we say, that's what we do in the summer. So that if they forget to say Chazaka shamru merid atol. So then at least they have said merid atol. Kama yishem regilim meisachama. Like they do in the Saman Ve'machzirin, Oysen won't return them. So if you made a mistake and you said Merid Atol instead of Merid Agesher, you're not going to say nothing. That's the reason for the people that are saying Merid Atol. So if you forget Ma'ashe V'ruch Merid Agesher, you're not going to have to go over because at least you mentioned do. So that's enough. But if you didn't mention anything, then you'd have to go back and do it again. Now, but we still didn't resolve over here. Oh, so he's going to see that. So he's going to say, now we're going to see what the result of the question is going to be in the next sif. Maybe let's do it quickly. That you can, where do you go back to? When do we say that we make him do or over? If you didn't mention Geshem Atal in the rain season, when you've already finished the entire bracha, and also you started the next bracha. Then you go back to the beginning of the davening with Tamshin Isbar Lamailo for the reasons said before, because the three brachas are one, and if you have to say over a bracha, you go back to the beginning. But if you remember before you end the bracha, over there you say, you don't have to go back to Mechal Kachayim, so it was wrong before. You just say it right there. The Chachamim did not have a certain place in this spot, and if you didn't mention it, you got to go back to that spot. They just said you got to mention Geshem. What they said is you have to mention Hashem's strength that He brings the rain during the blessing of Mechaya Mesim, but they don't say which point in that bracha. The custom is to say it before Mechal Kelchaim, since the rain is a support, it's a sustaining, and it's a livelihood, so we say that that's what. But if you didn't say them, then anywhere you say the places. So you can say anywhere you want, you can say whatever you want to say. So that would be in the middle of the bracha. Even if you already finished the bracha, and you remember before you started the next bracha to Kodesh, but you just say Mashiv Ruch Merda Geshem without saying Baruch Ata Hashem afterwards, and then you continue at the Kodesh. For as long as you didn't start the next bracha, Nikra Sim Bracha Zula Gamri, it's not considered that you finished this bracha totally, as far as regards to matter that we have, make him go back. Even though it would be considered a conclusion for things that he would not have to return. So things that you would have to return, go back and say it, or redaven, it's not called, you didn't finish it until you start the next bracha. But for things that you have to go back, you're going. Like for example, Abdullah.
Why did they make such a big deal out of that? I mean, they spent to dwell on, not to dwell on the fact, but they make such a big deal of specifically this
thing. Okay, I'll tell you in 1 minute, and then one I'm going to answer you. I'm just almost finished over here, and I'm going to answer you. Kumei Abdullah b'chaynin hadas, like for example, Abdullah and chaynin hadas that we do on Motzei Shabbos, we make the atochan antono. We say that in the or the v'yalav v'yove ba'arvis rish chodesh. And Yalav Yovan, the night of Rosh Chodesh, she'en lo emrim k'shasim ha-bracha, that you don't repeat it when you say the bracha. Afa pish lo yischu bracha shel achreo, even though he hadn't started yet the next bracha, k'mo she'isbar v'simen reish tzadik dal v'tov chov beis, that we don't, so you don't say it over there, because it's concluded already, because you won't have to repeat for that. But for things you would have to repeat, that's considered the conclusion. So,